Three theater groups from Prague, Budapest, and London joined forces last year to create a multidisciplinary project called Homescape. Combining interviews, blog entries, and a multimedia theater performance, the creators explored the theme of home, trying to find out what defines that ambiguous concept for different people, those who had lived in one place their whole lives, and those who are in constant flux. I asked Jonathan Kennedy, the executive director of one of the theater troupes, Terra Arts, in London, how the idea for the project came about.
So the idea for Homescape came about summer of last year in 2011, and it was to explore the idea across borders and across the continent of Europe, the story of what people's senses of home. And that can be from a range of diverse communities, those in London, in Prague, and in Budapest. Older people, young people. So we've got a range of, a cross-section of points of view on what home means and what they want home to mean. We then had about 45 interviews that we did in Prague, London, and Budapest. And the companies involved are Tara Arts in London, Teatro Nuovo Fronte in the Czech Republic, in Prague, and Pro Progressione in Hungary, in Budapest. And we did workshops in each of those countries to then start to work the interviews into some sort of theatre language to then create the performance.
So whom did you do the interviews with in these cities?
So the range of different types of people that make up each of the cities in which we are based, we tried to kind of represent through the interviews. So that I know in Budapest there were interviews with circus, kind of gypsy Romani families who were passing through the city at the time when we were doing the research. And equally in Prague there were interviews with Russian emigres, as well as those people who were by birth of the nationality of the country. But we wanted to kind of show how migration and how the shifting of populations and people across Europe affects how the sense of home is represented, because those people who move from one place to the next have a different sense of home from those who are born in one place, grow up there and live there for all of their lives. And to have a different point of view makes it more fascinating as a project.
Did you feel a different sense of what home is in the West and the East?
Of course there are themes that run across each of the different communities, but the locations condition the differences which affect how the show has been made. So whereas London is much bigger and sprawling and has lots of different suburbs and different local communities, whereas Prague is smaller, has a stronger sense of its own sort of centre and less diversity in terms of racial mix, in terms of the people who live there, that in a way tells a different story of what home means.
Is there a way to sum up what the audience will see at the performance?
Certainly what you will see is an international cast of performers from the UK, from Hungary and from Czech Republic, but also from Slovakia. We have an Austrian filmmaker on the project. It's a Russian director. So the range of artists involved in the final performance on stage are as diverse as the stories that are being told. The performance itself is extremely visual, it's high energy, and you certainly get a sense of the sort of vibrancy and juxtapositions of what home means across Europe.
Speaking of home and immigration, it's been a very sensitive topic in Europe for the past few years, especially with the beginning of the economic crisis. I wonder if you noticed shifts in how Europeans view their homeland, and maybe also in how non-European residents of Europe view their lives here.
Well, I think the story of being an immigrant or a migrant has similar themes. It's about aspiring for something different and something new, something better than that which has gone before, but also the spirit of adventure and pioneering. And those things, I think, cut across communities, generations, irrespective of the way the economy has gone up in Europe of late.
That That was Jonathan Kennedy from Terra Arts, who helped facilitate the premiere of Homescape in London this August. You also heard original music by Jesse Smith from the show. This week, the play had two performances at the Nod Art Space in Prague. I went to Nod before the second performance to speak to Irina Andreeva, the author and director of the piece. Irina is a performer at Teatr Nowego Fronta in Prague, and Homescape is her directing debut, which could not have been an easy feat. The performance involves people from 10 different countries, and the cast had only a few short months to rehearse before the premiere. I asked Irina if the main theme of the performance and the project was also a personal one for her.
Of course, this topic is very close to me because I don't live in a country where I was born. So the theme home is much more sharp and actual and always temporary. So therefore, I think it was like good coincidence.
How did these stories become a dance performance?
I would not tell to this that it's dance performance. It's physical theater, not so much really dance. But sometimes it's enough. For example, one sentence from interview from one woman from Bangladesh really touched all of us. She told, I speak to my mother in English and she answers in Bangladesh. And so we communicate. She doesn't understand English, but we love each other, so we understand each other. This was big inspiration from some moments. It awakes your fantasy. And we didn't copy their situation. That we took their feelings, but we invented new stories. We didn't want to make the insinuation of stories of real people.
So since you started speaking about communication, you have a cast which is very diverse. There are people from different countries and different backgrounds.
Of course, there are two sides. One side, it's very difficult to make from them homogene group, really group, because techniques and knowledge of theater was so, so different. Somebody is more from dance, somebody is more from drama, and somebody knows to dance, somebody doesn't know to speak, and somebody speaks very well. This work was not easy, but another side, it was big inspiration. So colorful group, and everybody brought his own initiative, his own images, his own way how to tell it on stage, and it was, for me, big inspiration.
You started talking about what this performance is. Can you define it even more?
We tell to this performance that it's metaphorical collage. There is no one line of the story which goes from the beginning till the end, but there are like pieces of stories, some important moment of different stories of different people, and in the same moment we play very open that it's theater and we are actors who really want to act and to tell different stories, and like this always, there is a moment of some story where it's the main personage and another people who are on stage, they help him to play the story, they play him audience, or they play his partners, and so they change personages for this moment. And we also tell to this performance that it's ascetic and transparent. It's empty stage with minimum of props, minimum of effects, because for us it's mainly about people, about these feelings.
You already had a premiere in London and you had the first night in Prague. Do you know if the reactions differed?
Very different. London is very different with East Europe, and audience are very different. They are much more cold, much more reserved, and they do not applaud so much, but they need like half an hour sometimes to come back. People who like it, after the performance, they come back in half an hour and they speak very in details about different moments, about how they understood the idea. They speak a lot, and it's, of course, it gave us a lot. But here in Prague, people are more spontaneous, warm, more ready to smile and more emotional probably, because for me, I am from Russia, it's much closer to me, this way of reacting. But we will see how it will be in Budapest.